So for the last while, the Lord has been putting on my heart the theme of unity, of our unity. And last Sunday at our meeting, I came across this passage from Ephesians 4, and during the week I went back to it, and I feel the Lord wants to say something to us through it. So I read some verses and offer some reflections. Ephesians 4, starting in verse 1. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all. And I believe the Lord would remind us of his call to us to be one body for the whole Christian people, but also in a special way for us in Antioch. And also that we have a role to play in striving for that unity and maintaining it, in living a life of lowliness and meekness and patience, forbearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit. And then later in that chapter, Paul also says, rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every joint with which it is supplied, when each part is working properly, makes bodily growth and upbuilds itself in love. And what struck me here is just the importance of our unity. The body, when it is joined and knit together and working properly, this is when it grows and upbuilds itself. And unless we are united, we will not grow and upbuild ourselves. This is what Paul is saying to us. And I feel like always our unity is under attack. Always the devil wants to tear down our unity, because he knows that if we are not united, we will not grow. We will not grow personally in love for the Lord. We will not grow together. And we will not grow in bringing other people to the kingdom. So the Lord is reminding us, I have called you to be one. Strive to maintain this unity. Fight against the evil one who would take this unity from you.
So during this weekend, I've been having a sense of light, and I've been asking God, what do you mean with this? And during the prayer time, he gave me a passage from Isaiah 42. I'm going to read some parts of it. And he says, here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. And later on, this is what God the Lord says, the creator of heavens, who stretches them out, who spreads out the earth with all that springs from it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you, and I will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the world. To open the eyes that are blind. And later on, it says, I am the Lord, that's my name, and new things I declare. And I felt the Lord saying to us that this is the time for our light not to be weak. This is a time for our light to be strong and to shine. So I felt the Lord saying, Antioch, this is a time where you are light to your brothers and to your sisters. And it's a time to be a light to the world. Don't let the circumstances to turn off the light.
When we started to pray, I had a strong sense that the Lord wanted us to recommission our life, re-offering our life to Him. And I was drawn to Psalm 40, where it says, "Sacrifice and offerings you did not desire, but my ears you have pierced. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, 'Here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart.'" And I really felt that the Lord is really after our heart, not what we do for Him, not the way that we praise Him, even though these things are really important. But what He wants is that we re-offer afresh our hearts and our life to Him, and that we are at the point where we really desire to do His will, and we desire to do His will because we trust Him, and He's trustworthy.